Hey, everybody, before we start the show, I just wanted to tell you that we have a Patreon if you're interested in supporting the show. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com, and you can get rid of all of the pesky commercials. And it's cheap. It's only $1 a month. patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and I am trying to be quiet because my friend Tony was nice enough to let me stay with her while I'm in Vegas attending CES, and everybody in the house is asleep except for me, so I'm going to try to be quiet, but still loud enough so that you can hear and understand me. I got to CES today around 2:15. Or so, and because there were some little issues here and there, I didn't actually get to the Las Vegas Convention Center West Hall until like 5 o'clock, and that's when everybody's packing up and getting ready to go home. Initially, I wanted to do 4 or 5 interviews today, but because everybody was leaving, and I didn't want to make anybody stay later than they really needed to. Although everybody was at this conference has been very nice to this point. And I was lucky enough to get 2 interviews this evening. The first up was Cayman Berg. He's the regional sales manager east of e-mobility solutions for Shoals. And I'll put a link in the show notes for Shoals, and I'll explain what they do when we get to that point. And I also interviewed John Thomas, the COO of Autel. And both of these gentlemen were really nice and accommodating, so I appreciate them. All right, let's go ahead. Oh, you know what? I rode in the test loop, the Boring Company test loop, and it was neat. I wouldn't call it like groundbreaking. I'm glad I got to do it. It's kind of cool. Basically, the car picked us up at what I could only, it was like a makeshift train station, but with Teslas. So a car picks us up at our spot, and the gentleman asks, you know, where are you going? And we told him we were going to the West Hall. They grouped all of the West Hall folks together. We got in the car, and then we went underneath the ground, and the tunnel's cool. It's got some cool lights, and the people driving the cars were very nice. And then when I was done with the conference, I got back in a Tesla and went back underneath the ground, and they took me close to where my parking spot was. So yeah, it was pretty neat. I'm glad I got to do it. I'd like to see what it looks like in, 4 or 5 years from now, because right now it's pretty basic. But yeah, it was a neat experience. I'm glad I got to experience it. All right, let's go ahead and jump into our EV news. Tesla is now offering a round steering wheel retrofit for anyone who bought a Model S or Model X with a yoke, and they don't like the yoke. They want to swap it out. You can now do that. It'll cost you an extra $700 for the retrofit, but if you buy a Model S or Model X new, you can choose a round steering wheel or a yoke for no additional charge. So that's pretty cool, and I'm glad that they reversed their stance on that, because for a while there, it looked like they were just going to go with the yoke, because I think Elon's trying to delete the steering wheel. So he's just going to make it smaller and smaller. But there are people out there who want to spend $160,000, but also want a steering wheel and not a yoke. So I think this is reasonable. And it, by the way, it was reasonable for them to offer it to begin with. What was unreasonable is assuming everybody wanted a yoke. Next up, we knew that Sony and Honda, they were working on a car together. We knew that they were going to form a new company between the two companies, and that new company is called Aphelia. I'm not crazy about the name, but Sony / Aphelia showed off a new concept car at CES this week. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to look for it tomorrow. Pre-orders on this vehicle begin in 2025 and deliveries begin in 2026 in North America. It's almost not worth talking about the specs just because it's so far away. Sony's been releasing concept cars or showing off concept cars for the last 4 years at CES, and lots of stuff has changed. So really the brand Aphelia is the news, and I don't love the name. But that's just me. Moving on from concept to reality, VinFast gave us some specs on the new VF6 and VF7 electric vehicles. The VF6 is a smaller SUV. It'll have a max range of 248 miles, 174 horsepower, and 184 pound-feet of torque. The VF7 is a little bit bigger. It'll have a max range of 280 miles with 201 horsepower and 228 pound-feet of torque. The VF7 will also have a plus model, which will be a all-wheel drive dual motor vehicle. It'll have a max range of 268 miles, 348 horsepower, and 368 pound-feet of torque. So pretty cool. It's also going to have some level 2 driver assist features like highway assist, lane centering, adaptive cruise control, and emergency lane keep assist. Reservations for these vehicles will start in March of 2023. One of the first booths that I visited today was the VinFast booth, and their cars actually look really nice. Initially, when they announced it last year at CES, because I was looking at, you know, at pictures and a video, I was like, these are nice cars, but there's nothing really special about them other than the fact that they're electric and they're somewhat affordable. But really, when you get up close to them, the build quality seems really good. I mean, this is all based off of, you know, looking at these cars kind of from a distance. Some of them you can get inside and crawl around in. But yeah, I was really impressed with how good these vehicles looked in real life. And another thing that they had in their booth was they're showing off 4 electric bikes. Now, tomorrow I'm going to try very hard to sit down with a representative from VinFast. And I want to talk all about the cars, but I'm really interested in these electric bikes because there are 4 very different designs for the electric bikes. They look really good. All right. You know what? Without knowing it, I kind of created a little bit of a concept sandwich here. We went from the Sony Aphelia concept car to the real life VinFast V6, VF6 and VF7 cars. And now we're going to talk about another concept, and that is the Dodge Ram 1500 Revolution EV pickup truck concept. And at this point, Dodge should have something closer to a production truck, and they should be a little bit ashamed of themselves that they're this far behind. Because this is a concept. Like, GMC is going to be putting out their truck soon. Chevy's going to be putting out the Silverado EV soon. Ford's already got theirs out. And Tesla's going to be releasing their EV truck soon. And Dodge, you know what? I don't know. You're just far behind Dodge. I don't like saying bad things about companies or people, but I'm not impressed with your planning. Let's put it that way. All right. Enough of me being negative-ish. Let's talk about the car. There's going to be cameras all the way around the car. That includes, as at least at this point, that includes the side view mirrors. When it actually hits production, they might actually have to put real mirrors on the side because currently that's the law. But as of right now, the side view mirrors are actual cameras. It's going to have flush mounted door handles, which look really good. It's going to have saloon doors. So the front door opens up normal and the back door kind of opens up backwards. And this creates a lot of space for you to be able to put things inside the car. For me, being a parent, my kids are 10, but they're not that far away from being in car seats. And having that extra room to install a car seat or having that extra room to adjust a baby is actually really helpful from that standpoint. I can see where it's also helpful if you are, you know, working from your truck and you need to put things back there. The actual interior is kind of, it's customizable, which is pretty cool. You can, the seats are on rails, so you can adjust the first row and second row to, you know, what you need. Like if you need more space in the second row, you can push it all the way back to the back of the cab. But if you're hauling a lot of people, you actually have the option for a third row, and there's jump seats in the folding jump seats in the third row. So that's pretty cool. There's a powered mid gate, so you can expand the bed. The bed will actually expand as well towards the back. That'll give you a total of 18 feet of cargo storage space. So that's pretty impressive. You get a split tailgate. Part of the way that you're actually able to get that 18 feet of cargo space is that split tailgate extends the body of the truck, allowing you to store 18 feet of lumber or whatever else is 18 feet back there. Also, along the bed of the truck, that space above the rear tires, that will actually open up from the top for storage. I don't know how practical this is. It's kind of cool that it does it. They did not show that off on the CES show floor when I was there. But they do have a video on YouTube of it opening up. Let's see here. The interior is made of sustainable materials. The center console kind of does this origami magic to convert into a workspace. So if you need to put a clipboard down or a laptop, you could do that. There are two 14.2-inch touch screens, totaling 28 inches of center space for that infotainment. The lower display can be positioned in three different, positions, or removed and put somewhere else on the truck. Dodge mentioned a augmented reality heads-up display, an electrochromatic panel, which is actually very cool. I want to put these in my house. They're windows or glass that will go from clear to opaque. They're very expensive, and it's not really something that makes a lot of sense for my house, but that doesn't change the fact that I really think it's cool, and I'd like to have at least a couple of windows that do that. They also mentioned that the truck will feature shadow mode, which is basically the truck will automatically follow you around the job site or the farm like a puppy. So as you walk from place to place, the truck will follow you. I have thoughts on that, but I'll share that till the end. They mentioned that the truck will have biometrics for the driver, so it'll adjust the driver's seat and the mirrors. They showed off this robotic inductive charger, which is basically wireless charging. So when the truck's parked, the inductive charger will decide when the best time, based on peak charges, when the best time to charge the vehicle will be. And then it like a Roomba, it crawls underneath your truck, and it wirelessly charges your truck while you're sleeping or, you know, in your house, at home, whatever you're doing. Lots of promises and dramatic music. And they actually use the term laser focus. And you know that I love it when, you know, companies say they're laser focused on something because they really want you to know that's their focus. They didn't give any hard stats or price or release date on this truck. We know it'll be dual motor, 800 volts, 100 miles of charge in 10 minutes. It'll accept 350 kilowatts of charge. There's a rumor that the battery pack is 159 kilowatt hours or have a second battery pack of 200 kilowatt hours, which is a lot. 200 kilowatt hours would get you about 500 miles of range. There may be an internal combustion engine extender. I don't know what that looks like. Kind of sounds like they'd make it a hybrid, but maybe I'm wrong on that. Honestly, this keynote seemed very similar to Dodge's Challenger EV keynote. And if you didn't go back and listen to that, I'm going to say the keynote itself was a little bit disappointing in both cases, the Dodge truck and the Challenger, only because it really doesn't feel like Dodge is serious about EVs. It feels like they are being pulled kicking and screaming into EVs. And while they showed off some cool things, right? This is a concept. So all of this stuff is just a promise. And it felt a lot like the Simpsons monorail episode, right? If you've never seen it, this guy named Lyle Landley is trying to sell Springfield a monorail, and he has lots of promises. And when it finally happens and they build the monorail, it doesn't fulfill. He didn't fulfill his promises, right? He was just trying to sell a product.
The name's Landley, Lyle Landley. And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
I hear those things are awfully loud.
It glides as softly as a cloud.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What about us Brendan slobs?
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the devil?
No good, sir, I'm on the level. And I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Monterey.
What's it called?
Monterey.
Once again.
And that's really what it feels like Dodge trying to do here. I completely acknowledge that there are probably engineers and other people who are working on this project who have put a lot of time in and would probably be very frustrated hearing me say that. But these are all promises. Like, these are all, not only are they promises, they're over-the-top promises. To me, it seems like a marketing person, and I don't mean to bash marketing people, my kid is technically a marketing person, and I'm never going to bash her, but it seems like a marketing person sat down and was like, hey, are all these features that I just mentioned a possibility? Like, could this someday go into a vehicle? And an engineer was like, yeah, it's a possibility. And the marketing person's like, it's all I needed to know. And then just ran with it. Like, I'm not bashing marketing people. I'm just saying there's a lot of fanciful features on here that I do not think will make it to the final truck. And you know what? When you have a concept vehicle, it's kind of a pie in the sky type thing. So I understand. But again, they are putting their concept against vehicles that already exist in the F-150 Lightning and will soon exist in the Chevy EV, the GMC EV truck, and, you know, the Cybertruck and, you know, whatever. All of three of those vehicles are going to exist, including the Dodge. So all four of those vehicles are going to exist. But the promises, like, are they a reality? And I just don't think all of them are. Some of them might be. I'm going to talk to a Dodge rep tomorrow, hopefully. Now, having said everything, like having said all that with the marketing stuff and the monorail Springfield stuff, having said all that, I'm going to tell you, this truck looks really cool. It's really big, but it looks really cool. And when I saw the keynote last night on Thursday, I wasn't very impressed with the truck. I was like, I'm not sure I like this vehicle, but looking at it in real life, I like it a lot. It looks really good.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
All right, everybody, that is it for our news segment this week. Let's go ahead and jump into our interviews. First up, we have Cayman Berg of Shoals. And Shoals does a lot of different things, but in this instance, we are talking about a system that they have come up with for charging installations, whether it's level 2 or level 3. They have these pedestals, and then they have these wiring harnesses that go between the pedestals, but they don't go below grade. They have these protective coverings over the top of them. This allows these charging points to be deployed faster at a lower cost. Like typically, these systems can be deployed in about a day, according to their website. So I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes so that if you're interested, you can take a peek and see what they're up to. And yeah, let's go ahead and get right to the interview.
I'm here with Cayman, and he is with Fuel by Shoals Technology Group. Cayman, why don't you tell me what you guys are doing here?
So over at Shoals Technology Group, we're taking a lot of the innovative equipment that we have currently implemented in the solar industry and transitioning it over into e-mobility. Now, we're known for our electrical harnesses, cables, our BLA. So we've thus taken that, and now we're integrating it into the chargers so that we can do and offer an above ground solution to the installation where you would traditionally have to do trenching.
Okay. And then what am I looking at here? Because this is an audio podcast, so nobody's going to know exactly what we're looking at. To me, it looks like modern art with an with a level 2 charger attached to it. What have you guys done here? What have you designed, I guess?
Absolutely. So right now, what we have designed up, we really have 4 primary components. So we run a transformer. So that's going to step down your 480 volt. That's a larger structure that's going to be at the end of your system, or your bundle is what we call it. And so that is going to step down the 480, like I said, down to the 240. Depending on what level charger you have, you may have single phase or 3-phase. From there, you'll have electrical harnesses that run out underneath kind of everything. You wouldn't be able to visibly see those, obviously. And then over the top of that cabling, you are going to have just hardware fabrications over the top. And then we are going to have what we have here, which is our own pedestal with wall mount chargers on top of it.
Okay, so quite a bit more sophisticated than a 4x4 that you stick in the ground with some concrete around it and run the wires up.
Absolutely.
So what do you wish people would ask you more about this product? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know what else to ask you. So I'm sure that there's you've probably talked to people and we're probably missing something. What is it that we're missing?
I think when you initially look at this, you think it's just another way to implement charging, right? But the people don't necessarily always ask, what are all the value propositions when we come to this? It's kind of obvious when you look at it, right? It's above ground, so you're not being as invasive with the civil work that needs to be done, right? But on the back end, you know, there are opportunity costs because of our quick deployment speed that can be had that can't necessarily be quantified up front. So let's say you have a large operation, right? Time is money. So by us being able to deploy within about a week versus traditional trenching methods where you may be talking multiple weeks or even months, you're not going to have to be as invasive with the current operations that you are having. And so you're not going to miss out on that money that's associated with it.
Okay. And this is, what are we looking for? Industrial, commercial? Who's your customer for this?
So we primarily focus on industrial and commercial. We don't necessarily focus too much on residential. It is extremely applicable in our instances for fleets where you have to do quite a few chargers. You see more of a return on investment. Again, looking at those opportunity costs, the more chargers that you have to implement.
Awesome. And how would people, if they're interested in this, how would they contact you?
So you can contact me at Cayman, that's Cayman, period, Berg, B-E-R-G, at Shoals.com directly. Or you can go on our Shoals website, that's Shoals.com. And if you work through the page, you'll be able to get in the contact list that way as well.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. That was Cayman Berg of Shoals. And honestly, what they're doing is pretty neat. And I would highly suggest that you go to their website. And like I said, I'll put the link in the show notes. It does a better job of explaining what they're up to. It's easier to understand when you look at it than when you try and listen to it on a podcast and have no point of reference. Next up, we're going to hear from John Thomas of Autel, and he is going to tell us what they are up to. So let's go ahead and listen into that.
I'm here with John Thomas of Autel, Autel Energy. Right now, we're looking at a level 2 charger. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about Autel and what you guys are offering here at CES?
Okay, so Autel is a charging EV charging company. Unlike a lot of other charging companies, we do everything from home charging all the way through to high power 640 kilowatt chargers, and then we do stuff like DC 40 kilowatt chargers and AC 19.2 kilowatt, and really interesting is bidirectional charging on the other end. So we kind of cover the whole gamut of charging, but Autel kind of sees ourselves not only as a charging company, but as an energy management company. So we want to figure out how to, in the best, most efficient way, move power where it needs, when it needs, and how you need it, right? So that's really kind of a unique thing about Autel. It's pretty exciting.
Okay, so then that probably has to do with the bidirectional charging. Tell me a little bit about the bidirectional charging and what your plan is for that.
So our plan for bidirectional charging is a couple of things, right? We call it V to X instead of V to G or whatever, because we're talking not only about the grid, we're talking about home, we're talking about business, we're talking about a lot of different elements that we're working on today. We want to be able to understand what's going on in those ecosystems, right?
Okay.
And be able through AI to be able to predict when we need to move power out of the vehicle's battery into a home or into a business to disrupt or to avoid surcharges, peak loads, all those kind of things.
Okay, so we're looking at for something not just for emergency use, but basically to hose over the energy company, which I'm not a big fan of their
hose
peak charging. That's my least favorite thing. I live in Arizona.
Sure.
But forget about it. Between the hours of 5 and 8 at my house, in the summertime, it is hot and uncomfortable, and it makes me angry that I have to pay more during that time. So how my energy company is SRP. So how specifically are we going to hose over SRP with Autel?
Well, I think most important when you're talking about business, right? The businesses, all of a sudden the air conditioning kicks on in the summer. Arizona is a perfect example, right? Your peak load starts to climb. We want to anticipate that peak load before it hits, right? And start to pull energy out of the vehicles that are around the building and put it back into the building to offset that peak load. So now, instead of that surcharge hitting the company, which are super high, as you mentioned, even the residential space,
right?
You want to now, we're going to avoid that altogether. In an industrial setting, that peak load of a hit can sometimes last for months, right? Once you're at that level, they keep you at that level of rate. So
right.
That's how we're going to hose them at the end of the day, if that's what you want to call it.
That's exactly
what
I want
to call it. Keep
a little
money in our pocket.
They're trying to hose me. Yeah. I want to try and hose them. It's a fair fight.
It's a game.
What kind of equipment would I need to install in my house to be able to do this? Obviously, I need an electric vehicle because that's where we start.
That's the foundation, right?
Yeah.
Our charger actually has the inverter built into it, so you don't need a secondary inverter like sometimes you do to transfer the AC to DC power.
Okay.
You would need a switch, obviously, to switch you off the main system. That sure. would be a separate element.
So but we're not backfeeding?
Yeah, so we're not backfeeding into the house or back into the grid.
Right.
And that's it.
How much are you selling that product now?
We're just going to start selling it this year.
Do you have a price?
Around $6,500.
Around $6,500, and that gets you everything.
That gets you everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not too far off of what Ford's offering, right? I don't know exactly what they have like a whole secondary system.
Yeah, you have to buy the Sunrun system to tie it all together and make it work. So it's a little bit, maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah, that's awesome. John, is there anything else that I should have asked you that you wish I would ask you, but I didn't? What other companies can we hose over while we're standing here?
I think the one thing, you know, people didn't know Autel, let's call it 6 months ago, right? And we come to this show now and you see this. You saw our kickoff in Detroit if you had the opportunity to see that. People are taking notice of Autel. They're starting to go, okay, this company is doing something that nobody else is doing. And I think the real cool thing is about that foundation, having a foundation in automotive. Autel stands for Automotive Intelligence.
Okay.
That's where the core of the name comes. We've been in the diagnostic automotive business for 18 years. So we actually make the tools that diagnose a vehicle. Most charging companies aren't in automotive. They're cloud companies, software companies, or hardware companies.
Yeah, or they came from the, you know.
Whatever.
The electrical side of things.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So we're actually able to tie the whole ecosystem together.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Right now, if you go to Amazon and you search for Autel Home Smart Electric EV Charger, which is Autel, AUTEL, you'll find a 240-volt indoor-outdoor car charger, level 2, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth, 25-foot cable for $570. I think that's a really good price. It's a 50-amp charger, up to a 50-amp charger. So, yeah, I think this is a pretty good price. You know, I mentioned that I was going to be installing a charger in my garage. So when Sierra comes over, she can charge her car. And then sooner rather than later, we'll be purchasing an electric truck, whether that's the Cybertruck, the GMC, or the Chevy. I'm not going to probably wait for the Dodge, but yeah, Autel might be something I look at when the time comes here in a few months. Once again, I want to thank John Thomas of Autel for coming on the show, Cayman Berg of Shoals, and there's another gentleman I want to thank, Joe Koenig, who was someone who visited with me at the Autel booth and the Shoals booth. They were all together. He was very nice as well. I want to thank those gentlemen for helping me out today. And yeah, that's it. If you want to email me and you want me to look at something while I'm here, it's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. Or if you want me to ask a question, just shoot me an email and I'll be happy to ask a question of any of these exhibitors. I'll be here till Sunday. And what else? You can follow me on Twitter at 918digital. And that leads us to goodbyes, which are always awkward with me. So goodbye. So long, farewell, toodaloo.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.